We're here for the first fan chat ahead of the new Swansea City Premier League season. My name's Stephen Ware. I'm a football writer for the Evening Post, and I'm joined by...
Hi, I'm Callum Cameron.
Hi, I'm Rob O'Shea.
Hi, I'm Liz Phelps.
So, first of all, guys, I guess everyone's pretty excited about the new season. How are you feeling?
Yeah, really excited. I think it's been a good pre-season. Got some really good sign-ins. We've done our business early, which is good. Helped the squad mould together. Yeah, we're looking in good shape going into the Saturday.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same as you, really, Colin. I think Swans were quite late starting their signings, but they picked up a lot of momentum. And obviously the signing of Boney being the main highlight, I think, of the players that were signed. And just really looking forward now to the games coming ahead.
I just love the buzz it's given to the city in general. Everybody's really excited and looking forward to the match. And you're going to see all the bars and wine should be buzzing, and it's just give a really, really feel-good factor, not to mention all the extra revenue it's generating for the city.
Is it Wilfred Boney, the 12 million man, is he the one you're most excited about seeing?
Yes, I think from my own personal perspective, I think it's still to be decided whether he is actually playing tomorrow. But he's looked really, really good in pre-season. I think he's worked really well with the couple of games he's been playing with Michu. They both seem quite relaxed together. I'm expecting a lot of good things from this year. And I think it's obviously the first £12 million player that we've signed, but an absolute quality signing.
Yeah, I think, well, Shelvey, I think, is my personal favourite of the signings of the year. I watched him quite a lot last year for Liverpool, seen him play quite a lot for the under-21s in England. And I think he's got a bright future. I think Laudrup can mould him into one of the great centre midfielders in the league. Obviously, Laudrup being a great centre midfielder as a player. And yeah, I think Shelvey got a bright future ahead of him for Swans and, of course, the England first team.
A lot of people are talking about the increased competition this year. It does seem like sort of the strength in depth all over the field, doesn't it now?
Yeah, well, I think through midfield we've seen now, which is probably the most important thing for Swans, being in midfield, being a passing team. Watching some of the pre-season games, like the first leg against Malmo, players like Key and Jonathan de Guzman not even making the starting team when they were two first names on the team sheet last season. So I think it's good, though, and I think it helps other players to play better then, because they know it's competition in the team. And obviously that's what you want. You want players playing to their full potential, and if they're not good enough to play, then they'll have to get rid of them.
It's a bit harsh there, Colin. It was that. Well, you know, I mean, obviously seeing what you're saying there, Colin, I think there's a lot of competition for the places now. I mean, I think we had to obviously build a squad for our stint, hopefully, in Europe. We'll continue just beyond the playoff places. But I think competition's good. I think the more players that we do have in the squad vying for places, I think one or two seasons in the past, we've had a few players who have pretty much made the first sheet, maybe regardless whether they were, you know, maybe the best players, etc. But, no, I think it's good competition for all around in the squad.
And I think Ashley Williams leading us out tomorrow, such a strong player all round. And, you know, he did impress in the Welsh game as well. So, you know, just if they could follow his lead, then, you know, we should win tomorrow. Or at least 2-1.
It was a lot of uncertainty at the start of the summer, people worrying about whether Laudrup would go, a lot of reports here and there. But it seems like now there's a real positivity going around the city regarding the football club.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think from my end, it didn't do us any favours at all. I think it put off potential players to come to the city. I mean, he had several times had pretty clearly stated that he didn't have no intention of leaving. And quite a poignant time, I think I did look at, there was a Twitter post, which I think his wife had put up on the internet at one point, which basically sort of said, look, he said he wasn't going to be leaving. Will everyone just please leave my husband alone? And I think that was message received and understood. And I think that needed to happen for that, kind of just to get the sort of the air cleared, really. But obviously, once it was really made clear he wasn't going, the signings did come, and they came thick and fast. So I think that was a great bit of news for Swansea, obviously culminating in the signing of Boney, which was great news.
Yeah, I think it's huge that Laudrup has chose to stay. Like Rob said, he's stated so many times that he was going to stay, but you're always going to get rumours. I think Laudrup staying does bring a lot of good class to the team as well, because everyone knows Laudrup as a player. He was one of the greatest in his time, winning Champions Leagues. So I think that just attracts better players, because they know that, and they play under one of the greatest players of all time. They know that he can help them develop their game. And I think he's brought in some good coaches as well. Obviously, they lost quite a few coaches when each manager's left, really. So it has been hard, but he's brought in a couple of good guys, and it looks like they're doing a good job for them at the moment.
Do you get a sense of excitement around the city at the moment? People seem to be very confident ahead of the Man United game, at least.
I think there's a real buzz. At the moment, everybody I've spoken to kind of says, I think it's going to be our weekend. I think we can pull it off. I mean, nobody is saying, oh, crikey, it's Man United, you know, whatever's going to happen. There's a genuine belief, I think, amongst everybody that I know, that it's more than achievable tomorrow. I mean, the two previous games they've played with us already, I think we lost 1-0 and we drew.
Yeah.
So 1-1 it was last season, wasn't it? And so I think on the back end of that, you know, we don't fear Man United down here anyway, but to catch them cold with the new manager, Moyes, obviously in charge, first game at home as well of the season, well, the Premier League anyway. I think everyone, as I say, only based on my own personal opinion, people I speak to really do believe that we can pull this off tomorrow.
Yeah, the same as, I think, Swans, they're fearless at home, really, and I think any Premier League fan or any football fan that's seen Swans play at the Liberty will tell you that. They don't fear any team. They're comfortable on the ball, whether that be Man United or any team down at the bottom. Like Rob said, it's a good time to play Man U, being that they do have a new manager. They haven't had the best of pre-seasons, but that's just pre-season then. At the end of the day, though, they are Man United. They haven't made many signings, but that team did win the league last season, so obviously they won't be taking that for granted. And I think Loudrop will tell the players that. But yeah, I don't think there's much fear within the team. Fans, well, the fans just live off it, really. They love the moment. And I think the Liberty will be buzzing on Saturday, and it'll just be bouncing full house. Can't wait for it.
It seems like, aside from the issues going on with Man United about the Rooney situation and injuries and David Moyes settling or whatever, the performance at home against Malmo is sort of fueled people's excitement as well, because it was quite a display, wasn't it?
I think, well, the first 20 minutes of the Swans came out, some of the back passing and stuff was going on was absolutely phenomenal, very reminiscent of some of their golden periods, I think, during the last season. And I think that just gave everyone, it was almost a case of business as usual, picking up from where last season, I wouldn't say left off, because we had a bit of a mare against Fulham at the end. We will say nothing about that game. But I think middle of the season, when we were kind of, or the beginning to the middle part of the season, where I think we were doing really, really well. Very reminiscent of that. And I think, as Cullen mentioned as well, people like Shelby sort of came in and pretty much slotted in straight away and looked at home with the side. So I think, obviously, as long as those players can play to their potential again tomorrow, and with that real sort of buzz that we had, obviously, from the Malmo game, then I think we should be in for a bit of a cracker.
Yeah, I think it's good. The Malmo game was obviously on TV. A lot of football fans would have seen that, and then seeing that Swans, they know they're not going to be backing off this season, and they just look much stronger. The signings that they brought in just fit in straight away. We've got a lot of Spanish players again, which can be good. They've played abroad, gives us that extra edge in Europe. They know different teams around Europe and the different styles, and I think they do fit into the team brilliantly with their styles of play that they play in La Liga and other leagues across Europe. I think it could work well, and yeah, I'm looking forward to it now. I just can't wait to see it tomorrow.
Obviously, last season was fantastic, a 9th place Premier League finish and the Capital One Cup in the trophy cabinet as well. Realistically, what can be achieved this year? What are your expectations?
I would like to think... It's a very, very good question, isn't it? Last year, I think we were very unlucky with the last couple of games where our form did dip. I think we were ninth,
yeah,
didn't we? And we could have... I think there was all the opportunities there for us to actually gone 8th and beaten West Brom, but unfortunately that didn't come about in the end. But no, I think it's not unrealistic to say an 8th spot, to play for 8th, even if 7th this year, would be quite realistic.
Yeah, the same. I think there's kind of like a little mini league out of the top four. So if you take away the big top four clubs like Man U, Arsenal, Chelsea and Man City, obviously. Then you got clubs like Tottenham and Liverpool, obviously they're always going to be at that end of the table. But I think we can go above West Brom and maybe even Everton if they've just had a new manager in Roberto Martinez, as we all know very well. Swans players and managers have got a history of not doing as well when they leave, though. So hopefully that'll work out in Swans' favour this season now, and
yeah,
we can push ahead Everton and just... I don't think anyone's... Nobody's saying, let's go for top four, obviously. It's just... There is a level that you have to stay by. And I think if they could go above ninth place and get to eighth, possibly even seventh, it just shows how much the club's moving forward. I don't think the club's finished in a lower position, as far as I can remember, for I think the last 8 years now. Since they've come up from League Two, they've just kept going up and up and up every season. And now, obviously, they've gone all the way to the Premier League. And yeah, if they can push on from ninth last season, I think it's just going to be a great year for the club.
The difference this year is the Europa League campaign. Do you think that'll have an impact on Swansea's league form, and also how far can they go in European competition, do you think?
Well, we've seen last year with Newcastle, with them being in Europe, did stutter their form quite a bit. Such a huge club like Newcastle, finishing where they finished. I think they were quite lucky to finish where they finished, really, because they were low down in the table for quite a lot of the season. Whether that is the fact that they're playing in Europe, that might be the case, but I think they've done well, like we said, about the competition in the team. I think people need to realise that starting 11 is constantly going to be changing every single week with the amount of games that they're going to be playing. But I think they can rotate it enough, as keep fingers crossed, hopefully won't get any big injuries, and just keep everyone as fit as possible and keep rotating it, and hopefully we can push on and get to a good stage of the tournament then.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Colin. I think it's one of those sort of unknown areas for us, isn't it? We're going into a bit of the unknown for a team playing in the Premiership, maybe playing Liverpool 1 week and Arsenal, Chelsea, etc., and then obviously dipping in and out of Europe. But there's no reason. I mean, I'm hoping, obviously, the squad has obviously gone a bit bigger than we had last season with a lot more quality players through, that we can't get the balance right. And I'd hopefully like to think it doesn't impact on the Premier League season. Time will tell.
Well, one last thing I was going to ask. As far as Cardiff City are concerned, they're in the Premier League this year.
Yeah.
How do you think the Swans will fare in the derbies, and are you confident they'll finish above Cardiff?
I think Swans will have a good record in the derbies, but anything can happen on that day for any club. As a Swans fan, I am fairly confident that Swans do have the willpower and the quality, in fact, to beat Cardiff, being home and away. We've been to Cardiff City Stadium, before, not long ago, famous 1-0 victory. I think we can build on that now. But Cardiff have made some good signings as well. Obviously, you know, their owners have got a lot of money. They've spent that money. I think they've spent it wisely. Brought in Stephen Colker, who the Swans fans know very well. I think they'll be gutted he didn't come to Swans when he did choose Cardiff now. But yeah, I think everyone's just looking forward to that game more so than even Man United and the Arsenal games, because people know how big that day is in the city and in the country, in fact. But yeah, I just can't wait for it. But I think Swans will finish above Cardiff. And I hope they do well, though, because it's good for the country. And then we get to look forward to that derby next year then.
good point. I think we finish above them. I think we're becoming quite an established Premiership team now. And I think we've been able to prove that we can play a lot of the bigger teams over the last two seasons without having any real sort of fear factors sort of coming through. So I believe whilst we'll be perhaps going for a top 10 finish, I think Cardiff will be just going through to survive when we get through their first season. So my question, or your answer to the question, will be I think they will come above Cardiff this season. With regard to the derbies, I think we should win at home. Unfortunately, derbies do tend to have a lot of form doesn't come into it. It's more a case of on the day and the atmosphere. And whilst my head would probably say it should be perhaps a Cardiff, maybe win away, if it's maybe we both keep our own games winning, I would like to see Swansea win both the games. Of course, I'm a Swansea boy, of course. So I'd say both games for Swansea, and Swansea finish above Cardiff.